From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 1, July 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Wow, we've got a lot of cool stuff to talk about on your radio today. But first, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. Yesterday we talked about the NSA denies allegation of spying on Tucker Carlson. Fox News host doubles down. Yeah, Tucker says they are spying on me. They're lying when they deny it. They say, no, he's crazy. What do you believe the truth to be? I say nothing is official until it's been denied. That's kind of how I roll on the topic. I trust Tucker way more than I trust the NSA and the FBI and the CIA and all these other unconstitutional government agencies. I can promise you that. Tearful mom tells senator how COVID vaccine put daughter in wheelchair. That's a shame story, to say the least. How come the American people don't get these horror stories like Congress gets, huh? Because the mainstream press won't tell you the tale like we will right here on Liberty Roundtable Live. That's why. We also talked about state lawmakers' ban requiring COVID-19 vaccines in schools. That's great news piece. It's not they're denying people to have the choice, folks. That's a fundamental reality you got to pay attention to. They're banning requiring the vaccines, and I agree completely with that focus. Trump discovers an FDA, that's the Food and Drug Administration's plot to ban major cures. Shame. Shame on the FDA for that. What Donald Trump should have done when he discovered their shenanigans, literally banning major cures. The whole purpose of the Food and Drug Administration is to make sure that food is safe and legitimate for us and that medications are safe and legitimate for the people and all that kind of stuff. But if they're literally suppressing major cures, then it's flat out run off the rails. It's become a hostile, hate-filled organization. And it's unconstitutional anyway and should completely be shut down, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why on earth Trump discovered this, but let it go. Anyway, there you have that. The information is coming out way after Trump was president, which is another sad tale. Why does the news cycle sometimes take so darn long, huh? Just wondering. Anyway, that was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Still available at libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. And if you have the Love and Liberty apps, it's available on the iPhone and the Android apps for free as well. Live and on demand at your fingertips. I was sitting with a guy the other day, and he's like, hey, when can I hear your show? And I said, anytime you want. He said, no, really. I said, no, well, we're live, you know, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. But anytime you want, you can listen. And I literally had him do a couple of clicks on his phone, and he was listening to the show. And he's like, whoa, I get it. Yes, indeed. That's how we are. 24/7 available just for you. Second hour yesterday. Doctors given power to vaccinate young children without the knowledge of their parents. Barbara Lowe Fisher, National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org, with that article. Yeah, I mean, it's just shameful. Then a girl nails the school board saying, I don't want to hear about sexuality during my school. I don't want to hear about that during classes. WND.com with the details on that piece. Texas and Arizona governors are asking all other states to please send emergency police to help them on the crisis border fiasco. South Dakota and Iowa respond to the request of Texas and Arizona. So South Dakota and Iowa to send law enforcement officers to southern border. Also Florida, Ron DeSantis to send 50 state officers to help with the crisis on the southern border. Southern border, it's a border overflowing with crime, writes Tony Perkins. The Biden border crisis is absolutely out of control. And sadly, Joe and Kamala aren't even interested in fixing it or doing anything about it. They just simply ignore the cause. Kamala Harris's recent, quote, so-called trip to the border failed to contain the crisis at the southern border. Why? Because she went to El Paso 700 miles, literally, from the hot zone, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, she's hundreds of miles away from the epicenter of the crisis. And then she says, I don't really see a problem here. All these people are coming because they want a better economic life. Now, I get that there's a lot coming for that reason. And you know what? I don't have hostilities towards them. If I had to do something to get a better life, I'd do it too, right? I get that. I also get we can't let criminals into our nation. We cannot let our border leak like a sieve and have it become a national security crisis, which it has already become. All right, for example, President Trump's visiting the southern border going on here. Anyway, thought we'll tell you about that. We wrapped up by talking about Milo Yiannopoulos, or Yiannopoulos, however you say his name. Anyway, this Milo guy invites gays to get help at his clinic, offering hope in a video message he put on his website. And he said, born this way is a lie. It's propaganda. It is not true. With God's help and the help of loved ones around you, you can get better and you can change, he says. Amen to that reality check. I think he's right as rain when he says that. Now, I know the gay and lesbians reject that view, and they say that we don't know and that we don't have scientific proof on our side, but they don't have scientific proof that they were born that way either. And it's really a debate within one's heart, mind, soul, and belief system. You know, and I understand that people have certain tendencies towards certain things, and certain people have genes for things that we don't quite understand and know. And I agree that it's a complicated subject. I get all the scientific backing and the whatever for this, but I also believe that people have choices about their behavior. And this is kind of what separates us from the animals, folks, is that we do have a moral code that given to us by God Almighty. We're told in the Bible that we're his offspring, his sons and daughters, spiritually speaking. So we have a godly heritage. Let's not forget that reality. And with that godly heritage, he's given us guidelines and commandments how to behave. Sexual involvement is part of that. And as a result, then, we have choices to make, either to be involved in the sexual relationships that God has ordained or to not be in the ones that he has said are sinful or wrong. We don't make the rules. We just keep them to the best of our ability, right? And so this isn't a choice for us in terms of deciding what God said. It's a choice that we have to decide to obey God's guidance on the matter or not. But we also don't have a choice to decide what God's commandments are. We also don't have a choice of the consequences that relate. We have a choice whether we obey them or not. He's given us that freedom. But at the same time, we have consequences that we do not control. And we do not change. So I thought I'd, you know, highlight that. And I think Milo is right on this one. He was wrong for quite some time, as he was a big newsmaker. I have not been a fan of his in the past because of his promotion of the gay and lesbian agenda. See, the problem I have with the gay and lesbian people is it's not that they just happen to make that choice. But what they do is they wear that choice on their sleeve. That is who they are. Who am I? Well, I'm a this, I'm a that. But a gay and lesbian, their sexuality defines, for the most part, their lead issue. I'm so-and-so, and I'm gay, and I'm a lesbian. I don't walk around going, my name is Sam Bushman, and I'm a heterosexual, and I'm a believer in one man, one woman marriages, and I've had the same wife for 29-plus years, and I'm Sam, and I'm a heterosexual. See, we don't identify ourselves that way. It is true that it is that way, but it's not our highlight, our focus. It isn't what we just lead with and promote with. That's the problem that I have. And then if I don't accept their gayness or their transgender redefinition of pronouns or all these different things, then somehow I'm the enemy. I'm the bad guy. I'm the hostile, unforgiving, unacceptable party in the discussion here, right? And that's the problem that I have with it all, right? What if, there's way more heterosexual people than any other in the world. And what if I just kind of rolled out and all of us heterosexuals just started out and said, I'm a heterosexual, and my name is Sam Bushman, and I believe in one man, one woman marriages, and if you don't believe in that, you're a hater, a bigot, an evil person with an agenda against me. In fact, my name is Sam Bushman. I'm a heterosexual, and I'm filing a lawsuit because I know you're going to be against me on this. We go down this road like that, right? And then everybody else who wants to be nice and kind is, oh, no, I don't hate and bash the gays, and I don't this and that. And I understand I'm not here to hate or bash the gays either, but I'm also not here to cave to their agenda. You heard me. I am not here to cave to their agenda because I don't have to capitulate. I can be kind and respectful and still hold on to my views. And if I can't, then something's really wrong because now they've denied me my agency, my choice, my belief system, and I have to lay those viewpoints that I have on their altar. Or I'm the bad guy? Wow. Very, very strange indeed. Two stories that you need to know about, and then we'll get our guest on. Manhattan District Attorney will not charge Trump. Now, that's an interesting headline. Manhattan District Attorney will not charge Donald Trump. Next headline says, Manhattan DA to press criminal charges against Trump organization on Thursday. So today. So they're not going to charge Trump individually, I guess, but they're going to go after the Trump organization. Is that what we're seeing? Very strange indeed. That's story one. Story two, they just let Bill Cosby out of prison. Yeah. Wow. Very strange. We'll get Brian Rust in seconds. We'll talk about money and everything else. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live radio talk show.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com with me. Brian, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Hey, man, we got a couple of quick stories before we get to the honest money update. Manhattan District Attorney will not charge Donald Trump, but the DA will press criminal charges against the Trump Organization. Interesting twist in that case, huh?
Yeah, so they feel like if they go after his bread and butter, that they can then shut him down. Is that the plan, kind of?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to have a hard time getting him because individually hey, Trump hasn't done much. He was a former president for the last several years. He hasn't done anything really with his organizations, et cetera, et cetera. The tax returns are dubious at best. They got a lot of hay out of it when he was president, so they could attack the president. But reality, there's not a whole lot there. Everybody and their dog minimizes their taxes, so there's not a whole lot of pay dirt there. And I think the reason they're doing the Trump organization instead of just Trump is because then they can just broaden everything. Now it's everything you do or your sons do or your partners or your whatever and or your funders or your, you know, the swath of attack becomes much larger of a target to hit that way. Now, that's just my opinion, Brian, but I kind of see that's what they're doing here. They made a lot of hay to narrow on Trump. Well, they thought that would take him down or cause him problems. Now they're trying to broaden it before they tried to narrow it. I think that alone ought to make the case be thrown out. Make up your mind. Show specific charges. There should be speedy trials in America. You better, you know what? Pardon the expression. You better take care of business or get off the pot. That's what I kind of think needs to happen here. We've been playing games with this for literally years, and they haven't filed a bunch of charges. What on earth is going on? I believe it's an absolute extreme witch hunt, Brian.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Look at everything. You know, put him under the microscope on everything he does, and maybe go through that route. But I agree. It's just, it's wishy-washy. They just keep tying him up in all different directions. And I think that's part of it. You know, if they can kind of get you to, you know, be twisted here, twisted there, you know, and just bounce around, it just ties you up to where you can't almost even function. And then maybe you slow your agenda perhaps, but it's crazy.
Now, I also find that interesting. Bill Cosby just got released from prison. I guess a Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned the conviction of Cosby, who was supposedly guilty of drugging females and sexually abusing them. The problem is, Cosby wasn't even charged until a prosecutor in 2015 got a hold of Cosby's newly unsealed damaging testimony in the civil case, the Inquirer reported. So this is a very interesting twist. He already had to serve several years in prison. He's 80-plus years old. But from the court's decision, it's very, very interesting how they kind of went back and forth. Back in 2005, Bruce Castor over the Andrea Constan, I guess, issue, didn't fly. He didn't want to file charges. Then people twisted it and filed charges. This is a very strange, debatable case, Brian, but now Bill's free at 80-plus years old.
Well, yeah, I hadn't heard that. That's very interesting. Wasn't there people that came forward and testified against him? I mean, wasn't that part of the cases? There were some women came forward and others, you know, and so on, I thought. But, that is interesting.
Yeah, they basically felt like this Constan lady or whatever wasn't credible because she didn't file any of her charges timely. And they say that, they decided not to file charges because there wasn't enough credible evidence. They say unless Cosby blatantly admitted to it, there wasn't enough evidence to prosecute. But then that forced him to testify in a subsequent action under penalty of perjury without the benefit of his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. Anyway, there you go. And I find this kind of interesting, this idea that you could be forced to jettison your Fifth Amendment. I don't get that, really.
So they basically didn't look at that at the time. I mean, you'd think they'd been able to kind of look at all of that then before, you know, now. Maybe there's so much paperwork out there that now we're getting to that. But, yeah, that makes no sense to me, kind of. I thought there was more than one lady, though. Wasn't there more than one person?
There was more women, but a lot of it got kind of compiled down to this because, again, it's a, pardon the phrase, it's a he said, she said situation with a lot of these women and girls and things like that. And without Cosby admitting to certain things, it's a very tough road ahead to prosecute. None of these people came to the table early enough. They didn't, report this kind of stuff early enough. Here's the bottom line is, they say that now they're also barring any further action against Bill over this. The state Supreme Court sided with Cosby, ruling that his agreement with this Bruce Castor guy in the beginning, who decided not to prosecute, should have kept. him from being charged in the case, because in my opinion, what you do is you border on double jeopardy in this situation. You also border on violating somebody's Fifth Amendment rights. This thing just stinks to high heaven. Now, I'm not here really to defend Bill, because I personally believe oftentimes where there's smoke, there's fire, right? So I'm not telling you that Bill's, you know, Snow White in this thing. What I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at it from a founding father-esque point of view, the founders made this very clear, abundantly clear, that, you know what, when you don't know, you got to err on the side of liberty, the side of no prosecution, no harm, no foul. Not that I'm dismissing these girls and the problems with their cases. I'm just saying you cannot, on a whim, on a hunch, on a vendetta, on a prosecute. You've got to afford people due process of law and a speedy trial. You've got to afford people their First Amendment rights. You've got to prevent this double jeopardy stuff from happening. And I believe all these things were violated in Bill's case. So not even debating the, quote, sexual matters of the discussion, I defend Bill on these other grounds that, you know what, you can't force him to testify in sworn testimony against his Fifth Amendment rights. You can't then drop the case and say there's nothing here, we're done, and then have somebody else go, we don't agree with you, we're going up for this anyway, and double jeopardy the situation. You can't say, even though we don't have positive proof because he hasn't admitted it, well, that we feel sorry for the girl and the Me Too movement's around, so politically we're gonna use him as an example. You can't do those things. They violate clear due process, Brian, is the real, in my opinion, issue here. And that's why I'm spending time on it. I don't really want to discuss sexual matters and all that. I'm discussing it because of the constitutional implications, the violations of somebody's rights, the understanding of the Founding Fathers' view, which was, I'd rather let 1,000 criminals go than I would to lock up somebody wrongfully. And so it's that mentality that I come from on this discussion, and I'm not really interested in the salaciousness. I am having a problem how this has turned so political, where the judgment in the court of opinion kind of takes the day because of the Me Too movement's rolling, because of this, because of that. Well, get him. We'll make an example. It doesn't matter really if we violate his rights. It doesn't matter even if we're really accurate on this. It sure lets people know we're not going to take it anymore. See, I don't believe that we should have a fall guy for those kind of political belligerents. It's out of control, and it needs to stop. And the rule of law, the rule of due process, not violating people's rights, not forcing people to testify they have the right to plead the Fifth, not double jeopardy, all these things, speedy trial. How long have we been talking about the Bill Cosby case? My heck, 10-plus years? It's insanity. Anyway, that's where I'm coming from, Brian. Any thoughts?
Well, yeah, I think you've hit it right on. I mean, it's like a double standard. I mean, it's, you know, that's the problem is they, you know, these elitists, the left here, you know, they kind of push this agenda regardless if they're right or wrong. They just do it. And and they do it because they can, they say, or it's okay. But yet the problem is there's no accountability when they do this. See, and so, yeah, not just on this item right here, but just on so many other items that are just wrong. And yet they push that agenda. There's no accountability. So they say, well, who cares? Who cares? You know, sorry, we made a mistake. Sorry, let's move on. I mean, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And it destroys lives. It destroys trust. There's just so much evil there that you've hit it. I think you're right. Spot on.
That anyway, enough of that. I thought it was a discussion. It's such a landmark case, and it just came out that he got freed by and overturned by the Supreme Court. It's just an interesting twist and turn. I hate to see guys like bunnies for a couple of years and then they're not guilty of anything, and then people like Bill Cosby go to jail, and later, because of the politicized nature of this thing, and they let him go, but yet he had to serve a couple of years in jail. And man, is that the pattern? You serve in jail, you violate all your constitutional rights on the planet, and then they're like, oh, whoops, sorry. How do you get back people their lives?
That's
people
right.
That are in this kind of, man, you know, we'll give you $1 million. Well, $1 million doesn't even buy what it used to anymore. I don't know if we could work out a deal to give them gold and silver, Brian. What do you think of that?
Some rhodium, huh? Maybe we can, that'd be great. Gold and silver.
Yeah, just have Kirk come and give them a couple ounces of rhodium. They'll be all good.
There you go.
Hey, man, we're going to come back. Brian Russ is going to update you, ladies and gentlemen, on gold and silver, digital currency. We call this the Honest Money Report right here live on Liberty Roundtable with Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com.
exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A grand jury in Manhattan, New York indicted the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, Wednesday. The exact charges were not immediately clear, but reports are citing people familiar with the matter say they are related to unpaid taxes. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, condemning the DA investigation. President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott made a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border on Wednesday. The two held a roundtable discussion and later visited a portion of the unfinished border wall.
Their lives and their property and their families are being overrun with the people who are coming across the border. I cannot tell you the number of people who told me that they've had guns brandished in their face. Their children live in fear about just playing in their own yard. Neighborhoods are overrun. Property is being broken into. Ranches are being destroyed. Yeah.
During the roundtable, the president said the country is sick right now. We are USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. One person was arrested. The feds will investigate the Surfside condo collapse in Florida. Dan Naraki reports.
A federal safety agency has announced that it will conduct a full investigation into the collapse of the condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. A team from the National Institute for Standards and Technology will conduct an investigation into the structural collapse. The institute's goal will be to determine the technical cause of the collapse, though officials warn the investigation could take years to complete.
Bill Cosby was released from state prison in Pennsylvania on Wednesday after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out a sexual assault conviction. Not because of his innocence. Prosecutors broke a verbal deal not to charge him if he testified in a civil case where he incriminated himself. USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Brian Rust on your radio. So let's get to the constitutional currency discussion first, and then we'll drill into another interesting story that I want to get in front of you, Brian. Where are we at with gold and silver?
Gold this morning was on paper was $1,778.30.
What was it, 17?
78.3.
All right, 1778.30, and where's silver?
Silver's 26.35.
Those are both down a bit, aren't they?
Yeah, not much change from where it was last week. I mean, it's about the same. I mean, it's a little bit. Little spikes and ups and downs. Not a whole lot of change over the last little bit, really. I mean, if you go back to the 17th, it was 26.38. So there's about the same thing, 17.85 last week, the week before. So, yeah, it's hovering around that area on our paper. But, yeah, physical seems to be holding strong. Rhodium is 20,200, so that took a little $1,800 jump. So, yeah, some bounds.
Man, I'm
here
feeling
and there.
Sorry for my buddy Kurt.
Well, it went up a little.
Yeah, but man, it was up almost $28,000 some odd dollars, and he lost a big old chunk of change, you know?
Yeah,
kind of right. Like them Bitcoin folks, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's manipulation, no doubt about it.
All right. Where is it sitting for real delivery of things, Brian, in terms of related to these spot prices that we're talking about? I think that's really there's two parts to this honest money report, in my opinion. Where gold and silver really are in terms of your fake dollar. So right now, you know, it takes $26 plus to buy $1 in the silver realm. That's on paper. But it really even takes way more right. than that. And that's why there's two parts to the honest money report, Brian.
So, yeah, so your silver eagles are still around that $38 range, $38, $39 range. Your silver rounds are selling for about the $32 range. And so, it's still holding somewhat strong. We feel like it should even be higher. I mean, if you gauge this to our currency, I mean, if our deficit and they keep spending the money, let's say we're $100 trillion in debt. If you look at all the programs that are going on, okay, well, where's that dollar? Well, that $20 gold piece, I just bought a suit, you know, that was $400. Well, that $20 gold piece is going to get me, you know, it's going to get me three or four suits, right? So, but the $20 bill isn't going to buy me even a tank of gas. So you kind of get an idea of what. You know, where we are.
Yeah, it's also important to know that this $26, whatever it is for silver right now, $26, $27, it's fluctuating literally every second, by the way, folks. But anyway, the reason I say this is that's the number if we all trade in paper. But if we all of a sudden, every one of us said, I want delivery and I want it now, then it would be a meltdown on the market, number one. Number two, the price would go through the roof. It would, before you know it, be $200. And most people would be delayed in delivery, wouldn't they, Brian?
Yeah, that's exactly right. No doubt about it. I mean, supply and demand, obviously, if we look at, okay, supply and demand's going to drive it. Well, if everybody was jumping on the bandwagon there or so on. But, I mean, if we had this value and we lived with honest money and we balanced our budgets and lived within our means, you know, I think we would be fine. But, you know, I think as we allow government to spend and just continue to spend, you know, well, where are we? I mean, what was it that Lenin said? I mean, the best way to destroy the capitalistic system is to debunk the currency. Well, okay, well, that's kind of what they're doing. They're debunking the currency by, you know, over printing and so on, and in doing so, it's causing havoc in our society. But if you want to look at it, is inflation here? Well, just go rent a car right now or build a house right now or, you know, fuel, gasoline. I mean, there's just all these things you can look at and say, well, yeah, there's inflation. Holy smoke. So.
There you have that, ladies and gentlemen. Very interesting stuff, to say the least. And I appreciate Brian pointing that out. I don't know where gold and silver would really be if everybody demanded delivery. Do we have any way to gauge that, or is there any projections that would be an interesting number?
Well, right? No doubt about it. I mean, here's the, I kind of look at it, and I'm fairly conservative about this, but if we've been at $50 an ounce in silver, and that was well before our deficit is where it is today, and yet, it's funny to me that the deficit's so much higher now, and yet our metal prices is half of what it was when, you know. I mean, we used to see it on TV. The news would have a ticker tape going across the front of the desk. Here's what every American owes in debt. Here's what the metals are, you know, the price of silver and so on. I mean, it was $50 then, 10 years ago, 15, whatever, you know. And so, well, that's funny. We've overspent in trillions now, hundreds of trillions, let's say, and yet we're half that price. So it's just that manipulation is so obvious. And I think we'd see $100 today on silver, and you know, gold would be 3,000, let's say, or three. You know, if it's 32 to 1, you could figure maybe that scenario. of what the ratio would be. But it, yeah, so it's very interesting to just see how this manipulation, and I see it. I mean it every day. But a lot of people just go day to day. Well, those people in Venezuela, the third richest country in the world, look at them. I mean, they're waiting in lines at banks. Well, is that what's going to happen to us if they? Yeah, well, if they devalue, maybe people are going to rush those banks trying to get their money out, right? So, anyway, it'll be interesting.
I sure pray the answer's no. That's all I can say, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I hope we don't end up like some of those other countries. But, you know, and I created a commercial about this where Rand Paul's speaking out. The warning is there, though, and the reality is that that will happen to us at some point if we keep it up. I don't think it's a matter of if, Brian. I do think it is a matter of when.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, it's why would it happen to them? I mean, if our governments, all governments across the world, decide that they're just going to, you know, play this game, well, that we've seen the evidence. I mean, we're the only country that hasn't devalued our currency. Well, we're definitely headed for that. So the writing's on the wall. But, you know, here again, I think it's with a lot of things, peace of mind is the fact of I don't have to go stand in line at a bank or a food line or Costco and get my essentials, because preparation is peace. That peace of mind, right? So if we're preparing ourselves and putting a little away here or that, then we have, you know, we can ride the storm, per se. And I think that's really the push that we have is that whatever it may be, if it's food, if it's necessities, supplies, or whatever it may be, gold and silver and so on, to have some kind of available to trade or do whatever, it gives you peace of mind. And I think that's the key.
No doubt. I think you're right about that. A couple other quick stories in the news that I want to give Brian a chance to speak out on. You know, they really deplatformed Donald Trump to a great degree, even when he was president of the United States. And if it can happen to Donald Trump as president, it can literally happen to anybody, Brian, to be deplatformed, to be shut down on some of these social media sites, or to be really shut down on the internet in a variety of ways. They don't always shut you down completely, but they interfere with your accounts. Like for me, they don't shut me down. What they do, though, is they shadow ban me. And what that means is that when I put out a tweet or put out a Facebook message, they only let it go to a few people, not to as many people as should, which means that all the retweets and all the real promo, the real genius of the platform spreading the word on something becomes negated by their efforts and stuff like that. Anyway, the reason that I'm bringing this up right now is because it's interesting to see who they're starting to deplatform. And as I told you, if they can deplatform President Donald Trump, if they can deplatform the President of the United States, and then him as an individual, a very, very wealthy, wealthy man, they can deplatform just about anybody. And I don't think they should be able to get away with this. There's a lot of people pushing back and suing. But the courts and Congress and everybody else really seem to be backing those who are shutting everybody down, not backing free speech and your First Amendment. Anyway, I bring this up because there's a new documentary out. You probably don't know about it. But they say the headline says deplatformed, and then it's created equal. Now, I don't know if you know what the Created Equal documentary is, but it's a two-hour documentary about the life of Justice Thomas. Justice Clarence Thomas. Now, we'll get back to this because there's a racial component and everything else on this. But they've deplatformed this whole movie. So that's the bad news. There is good news, and we'll explain it all to you in seconds with Brian Rust. RustQuinnGift.com on your radio. I'm Sam Bushman. He's Brian. You're you. Hang tight. Back in a flash.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrat. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Cameron asked me this on the break. He said, Sam, why do you say I'm Sam Bushman? I'm with Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, and you're you. It's just a little joke saying you're you, in case you forgot, right? And the reason I say that it's Sam Bushman and Brian Rust is because I want people at the intro and outro of every segment to know who I'm talking to. If I don't identify a guest, then I'm alone. If you're listening and you can jump to a specific part, people can learn where the breaks are and stuff like that and listen where they want to and everything. Now, anyway, but then if you just hear, you know, hey, I'm Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, and you're you, then it's a little joke on the you're you, in case you forgot that, right? But the rest is to let you know who we are in the program and who's with me and what's going on at an instant, right? And so I always kind of recap and redefine that because people jump in at certain times based on their life schedule and stuff. They might not know who's with Sam today. Well, Brian Rust. So it's really an identifying way, especially when you listen back to the archives. It's a way to give you a quick way so you don't have to listen. What I hear is these talk show hosts, and I know that some of them have been around for a long time, but I don't think they're very professional. I mean, I'll sit there and listen for 15 minutes, and I'm like, who the heck are they talking to, for crying out loud? Who is this guest? I kind of like them, or man, this person's boring as crap. I got to get rid of this. Who is this? And they don't let you know. Well, I'm different. We do let you know because that's who we are. And we want you to be able to use time markers to productively listen to your heart's content at your fingertips, at your convenience. And it's just our attempt to help do that. We also kind of throw in a joke or two on the way. For example, I might say, I'm here and you're there. Michael Reagan used to say that a lot. I'm here and you're there. And it's like, oh, good point. Really, I guess you're, because if you weren't there, you would be here. And if I wasn't here, I'd be there, right? But I'm here and you're there, and that's the truth. And so there you go. It's just kind of a fun digression, but it kind of answers Cameron's questions. It gives people a little bit of an idea. We mix a little bit of fun and frivolity, is that how it is? All right, with the truth and where we are and what we're doing on the broadcast. So deplatformed, created equal. It's the two-hour documentary about Clarence Thomas. It's the two-hour documentary about the life of Clarence Thomas. You see, the problem is the created equal documentary and Clarence Thomas don't fit the radical left's narrative about black people is the problem. You see, he grew up in the segregated South, ladies and gentlemen, and as a black person, I don't know how he got there for holding him back because we're all racist. It took him to the highest office in the land, at least one of them, right? And so they don't want this documentary kind of coming out. So it got deplatformed. And I guess then Amazon deplatformed Created Equal. But their loss is now your gain because the Daily Wire is now streaming the Clarence Thomas documentary. You can get that now, Brian. But they got deplatformed. Why would they deplatform Clarence Thomas, of all people?
Well, like you just said, I mean, he made it to the top of the highest order of, you know, and from his story. But people want to hear his story, and for them to not see that.
Of course they do, for good reason.
Yes, and you know, and it defuncts their platform or doesn't give credibility to some of their things and ideas. And so It's awesome, but boy, they sure jump in there, don't they, at times? And
yeah, it's fascinating to me. Why would they do this? What right. better story to jettison racism, to unite America, right. to let people know the American dream is still alive? Look at Clarence Thomas. You got Ben Carson, a similar story. Maybe their lives aren't that similar. One's a surgeon, one's a Supreme Court justice. I get it. But both of them came from, I don't want to say rags to riches, but they both came from a very difficult start in life, very complicated racial reality, and both of them have conquered and prevailed. And I mean, their stories, in my opinion, are riveting. Their stories are inspiring. Their stories are encouraging. They let you know that America's alive and well. You know, how do you propose to promote this, you know, critical race theory that all whites are racist and everybody else is a victim? And then you look at Ben Carson, Clarence Thomas, and you go, oh, maybe not so much, right? What on earth is going on? And then they say, I'm the racist, but I'm the guy saying we can unite over this, tell the American dream, the American story, celebrate these successful people, and best of all, maybe we can learn how they did it and help others to do the same, Brian. Wouldn't that be the incredible American dream? And see, this is all coming from a racist like me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. It, you know, absolutely. I mean, you've hit it right on the nail, and that's what the people want to hear. They want to see. They want to be able to make their own decision and not them, you know, tell them what they're going to hear and what they're going to see. There's a book out, and I can't remember what it was, but it was talking about big tech and big government becoming big brothers. And now that, you know, these corporate elitists basically have their tentacles spread worldwide, keeping America under surveillance. So if you do this, oh, we're pulling that. But we're going to do this over here because that's what we want. Or, I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So, yeah, let's see this. Let us make an opinion about it, our own opinion, and not just them telling us what we can and cannot see or hear or talk or say. Or it's terrible.
Well, and what I don't get is who in their mind would be against a story like this. It's just one man's life story, a man that is, and this is kind of the Trump story too, a little bit, and the Ben Carson story, two black guys and a white guy I highlight with this, but all three of them are so famous. Their stories are so unique and riveting. They've conquered tremendous odds in their lives. And you go, why wouldn't you celebrate the Ben Carson story? I mean, when you read the book about Ben and learn about Ben, it's amazing. And when you look at Clarence Thomas, it's amazing too. Now, I know that Anita Hill and others back in the sexual scandal days, you know, whatever. But all I'm telling you is this guy has been a rock star conservative. Why wouldn't they be willing to celebrate his story? And there's only one answer. They're the real racists. They're the real ones that want to divide and destroy America. It's so clear. Yeah. I don't know how you can see it even more clear than it is. I'm advocating so that you be able to watch this thing. I'm a white guy. He's black. I just find his story incredible. I find we, the American people, the American dream is still alive, and I'm grateful that Clarence is able to really work hard and get where he's got, or, you know, become who he is. And why can't we just all celebrate this stuff? It makes me mad, Brian. It makes me mad.
Yeah.
Because they're really, in my opinion, hiding the American dream from those who may not be quite aware or as astute, you know?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Well, yeah, I mean, and these stories will give hope to the younger generation that might look at them as wow, look what they've accomplished. And if I get in there and work hard and climb that scale as far as education and do my part and so on, look, I can have a story myself, right? I mean, isn't that what we're, you know, it's a good example to, you know, to maybe others that can climb out of where they're at and accomplish these things, perhaps, you know, those that are, you know, in minorities per se in that. So I think this would be a great thing. Absolutely.
All right, thanks for the Daily Wire. You can stream the documentary about Clarence Thomas. No thanks to Amazon. And ladies and gentlemen, this is kind of where we need to start putting our money where our mouth is. This is where we kind of need to start to vote with our dollars and say, you know what, I'm just not going to buy a bunch of stuff from Amazon if they're going to be doing these things. You know, shame on them for this. I mean, come on. Anyway, all right. There's a big battle about, you know, go ahead.
Well, we could have a force for good if we did that, right? Couldn't we, you know,
amen.
More and more and more and more, we could really have a force for good.
That's what we would pray for and hope for, Brian. I'll tell you that right now. And that really shows you who's who. We thought we'd bring that to your attention. Now, the other big battle right now is the national anthem, as you know. And yes, of course, it's ungrateful to turn your back on the national anthem, in my humble opinion. But here's the problem. GOP lawmakers, Brian, and veterans are calling from this Gwen Berry athlete to lose Olympic spot over her anthem protest. So I guess she basically turned her back to it or whatever else and stuff like that. And my problem, Brian, is I'm not for turning my back on the flag. I'm not for jettisoning the national anthem or putting shame over these things. I'm not for those things. But when they want to, by force, by law, destroy people's lives, she has every right to her opinion just like everybody else. I don't agree with her opinion, but I defend her right to have her opinion and defend her right to do what she wants and stuff like that. My problem is this force thing. We're going to ruin your career, ruin your life, destroy you because you take a different tact. Now, sadly, Americans are not very wise. They want to do that to the other guy, but when it's their turn, they're like, hey, this ain't fair, and kind of a discussion. So I'm not really a fan of this Berry lady and what she did at all, but I will defend her right to do that if she wants to. And I don't think we should ruin her life. I think it's ungrateful to do so. But Gwen Berry, I'm not here to attack her. She's entitled to her view. And what I think we do almost is make her point when we shut everybody down and act like tyrants about it. Why don't we just go, you know what, Gwen, we love you. We're so sorry you're so confused on this matter. Maybe you'll come to your senses. It's because of everybody's sacrifice that you can do that and be free to do that. Why don't we pick the moral high ground here, Brian? Come on.
That's right. I agree. I think, you know, we do. We pick the moral high ground and try to bless her life as opposed to blessing the rest of our lives and so on. So she's a, you know, God's children right there, right? God's children. Why don't we bless God's children? So
yeah, and I think she's foolish for doing this, but I think we could basically bring it up and just say, we think you're foolish and ignorant for this. And we're disappointed, but you know what? We're not going to shut you down. We're going to defend your right to behave as you choose. But we're also going to let you know we don't really think it's great. And if advertisers, you want to use their, you know, freedom to not support her, and if, I mean, you know, people can choose as they will. I'm just a little bit fearful when we destroy somebody's whole career, destroy their life, or go against them so harshly that where is the balance to say, I don't agree with you, but I'll support your right to say it or believe it or think it or whatever. You know, and we have these almost litmus tests in society right now. The litmus test is if you, you know, reject the flag of the national anthem, you're an enemy. If you believe in the white race, you're an enemy. See, I don't agree with those narratives. Look, Gwen might be a very nice person, even though she's confused as I'll get out on this. But I think we ought to show that she's wrong by our leadership and example. You're wrong, but you know what? We'll defend your right to be wrong, Gwen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I agree with you. I think that's exactly right. I have a number of military guys that come into my store, and they'll come in and hang out for a couple hours and talk and tell stories and meet other military guys and so on. It's great. And it's kind of like their story. I mean, when they stand up and say, well, this is why I hold this country to this level and the flag and all that, because this is, you know, this is my story. I carry people up the hill who were injured and been shot and, you know, missing, you know, body parts and I mean, so they had a story to tell. So it's just like allowing them to tell their story. She wants to tell her story. And I don't know what, you know, where she comes from or her background. But, yeah, she should have a right at least to you know, have that opinion.
Well, and I know people that want to hang the flag upside down because they believe we're a nation in distress. And, I have a hard time disagreeing with their point, although I'm not the guy to hang the flag upside down necessarily either. There's people that want to burn the flag. I'm not a flag-burning guy. I think it's foolish to do, but I don't want to stop somebody burning the flag and create all kinds of prosecutorial, where's the victim in that? Okay, to me, I don't believe in victimless crimes. And so we need to be very careful with this, Brian. The whole supreme law of the land is at stake, my friend.
There you go. I agree.
Brian, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you, man. Brian Rust, RustQuinnegift.com. Godspeed. Thank you, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. By the way, I'm me and you're you, just for fun. Want to make sure you were aware of that. And at LibertyRoundTable.com, LovingLiberty.net, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but you got to help. Donate liberally today, would you please? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.